Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Salisbury with us from AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good to be on with you, bud.
Yeah, Sean, obviously this past Sunday, Browns with another disappointing loss, falling to the Redskins. Oh, the Redskins, the Patriots. That would have been really bad if it was the Redskins.
No,
the
kidding. Yeah.
They lose to the Patriots. What did you think of that game?
I think it kind of went like we thought. It was hang around, you know, ugly weather, and then eventually the Patriots' defense would win out, and they'd make enough plays offensively and beat them. Sounds so generic, but it's kind of their MO, meaning New England. I don't expect many teams to go in there and win, period. I'm not sure anybody's going to. To me, it's becoming the norm for that team, and I didn't honestly, and I want to, but I've seen enough this year so far, at midway point basically in the season, that I didn't. The data told me, I mean, tells us all that the Browns were not going to do enough offensively to deal with the best defense in football, not named the 49ers, both of them. So. It's, you know, they faced a couple of those defenses now, and you get a taste for what it's like, and you got to protect it, got to score it, got to keep up high-powered offense, and got to make some vertical plays and put yourself in position, because if it's close, Brady wins it, and if it's close, their defense usually comes up with enough stops, and once again, they did it. So whether good, whether bad, parking lot, their stadium, they're going to be very difficult to beat, even when they're not playing great football. I don't think they played great football, but they beat a team who's not playing consistently good football in the Browns and send a message as they continue to send to the NFL, that is the Patriots.
Sean, the team continues to be undisciplined on the field. You know, they had 13 penalties in that game on Sunday against New England. You know, I'm seeing some things here from this team, from the head coach, from the quarterback, and to me, it's almost like a lack, I keep saying this, a lack of composure, I think, from both. I mean, Baker went off on a reporter yesterday. Walked off the out of the press conference.
Yeah,
you know, Coach Kitchens gets frustrated with questions. It's like when times get tough, you need somebody to kind of level things off and have a cool head. And I'm concerned that the team's kind of taken on the identity of both of these individuals, and that's why they do lack that discipline on game day.
Yeah, and when guys interceptions, turnovers, and penalties, those type of things, turnovers and penalties. Are a direct reflection of either ill-prepared or not practicing it properly, undisciplined, focus in the wrong areas. So that's now the other team gets paid to cause that, but this team is doing things that I'm actually shocked. I think I know football. I do, and I think I had a pretty good feel for this team. I'm right now. And I'll stand up, you know, raise my hand. We couldn't be more off how we thought they were going to play, honest to God. Now, you'll see a player, a series of them, but Dustin, I'm with you. And I know, hey, guys, I'm an outsider. You guys are there and have to deal with fans and callers and people every day. While I didn't grow up a Cleveland Browns fan, I've kind of adopted one. You know, I shouldn't even have to qualify my feelings and what I've said about Baker Mayfield. Now I love him and Cleveland fans and the rest, so I shouldn't have to. And so I'm not going to. But I tell you, I don't understand. Do you realize when I go on shows in different cities across the country, and it's not because of you guys, but this about the Browns, this is the topic we have to talk about every week. That's not the sign of a good football team. And the two guys I need to count on to not have rabbit ears, and the two guys I need to have to count on that kind of just smirk and say, oh, I don't really care what they say, and just keep going about your business and getting better on the field and on Sundays is the quarterback and the head coach. And right now, with their frustration and answering every question and then going on Twitter and saying if I offend anybody, oh well, or tough or whatever, tells me that their rabbit ears are, I mean, they hear everything and want to respond. So it's really not any of the fans' problem. Your problem is just, I'm just trying, where's the focus? Who really cares what you or me think? I just don't get it. I've never understood. You know, does anybody think Michael Jordan ever really cared what the person in the eighth row thought? Really? Or what media? Yeah, and media questions can get irritating. So trust me, I've been on both sides. And some of them can be sticky, like, what are you thinking about? But unfortunately, it's part of what goes with being the face of a franchise. You gotta take the good when you throw four touchdowns and everybody's kissing your ass, to take the bad, Freddie, when you've had a bad day and people are asking questions and they may not know as much football about you, but they're not in the office. They're not watching the same film. None of us do. So we're looking for answers. And if you don't want to answer, then go the Bill Belichick route. That's fine. And I don't have a problem with people having swagger, being pissed, or saying if I offend you. Here's what I want him to do. If Baker wants to offend the world and just keep playing, that's the kind of guy I expected anyway. Then go ahead and offend it. Don't qualify it. You don't have to tell us you're going to just offend us. Matter of fact, you played better when you did it that way. When you weren't answering everybody's question, you just did your thing, put a smile on your face, gave everybody the middle finger, and went about your business. If that's who you're going to be, quit trying to be the guy that answers everybody's question. You have to tell us why you're going to ignore or offend us. And like I said, there's no bigger Baker Mayfield fan outside of that city than me. And guys, every day, whether it's on Twitter or on my show, defending him and saying, guys, he's a good player. Well, you know, and I'm going to, hey, I'm falling on the sword here soon enough. It doesn't stop. But I just think about the greatest players I've ever watched. And I don't know many of them that worried more about what some reporter, what I thought, or and I'm using me because I'm a reporter. I'll speak for me. I don't even know who the reporter was. Or on Twitter, social media. Who cares? He's a star. You're the face of the franchise. And I know we get to this guy. So all the compliments and all the great stuff I've talked about, and I know fans get mad at the media too. I do too. I live it, and we all do. We all say silly things, but I just don't know what the hang-up is. And I know they're getting their ass kicked and they're embarrassed. That's part of it. I get it. Hell, we all get defensive when we're getting our ass kicked. But then you can't, when you go four straight games of great football, decide, oh, now where's all the people that were talking good? I need them. It goes with the territory. It sucks, but it goes with the territory. So I don't know why I don't get to, why we don't get every week to talk about what great X's and O's. Well, Baker's mad at a reporter. Well, Freddie's uptight with it. Well, they didn't go agreed. For that on fourth down, or why they use their timeouts right. They've become just a team. And I'm shocked, and I couldn't be more shocked. I was more off on this pick than any pick I made in the last five seasons in any sport. I was completely off. And I hope I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here, hoping they can win it. But, damn, can I see some flashes of a team who can control their own stuff as opposed to worrying about everybody else's? I just don't get it. I don't.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM790 in Houston. Sean, were you surprised? I mean, we saw some trades leading up in the weeks before, but nothing happened on trade deadline day. Surprising?
NFL and some, you know, with that pre-trade stuff, that's kind of their way of saying this was trade deadline day. I think some get afraid to pull that. They're afraid to either give up assets or to trade a player that, okay, what if it turns around? What I think they talk themselves that it's just like the combine or the draft leading up to the draft, how many changes they make, and they say, well, they're kind of afraid they'll have a guy they love and they'll talk themselves out of it. And so I think people talk themselves out of it, and now some will pull the trigger, but then you start to think, okay, if you wanted Von Miller, what were you willing to give up? Do you want Jamal Adams? Not just you guys, but any team. What are you willing to give up to go get him? And is the guy you have in-house better than the guy you're going to give up, you know, the first round or 2 years from now, and is the money working? So I think there's a lot of it. I'm never shocked at trade deadline when I don't see a ton of movement during a season, even though we've seen more of it in recent memory in the NFL. But, guys, it's make me sick to my stomach because of this Brown stuff, because I'm a diehard Mayfield fan. I believe in Freddie Kitchens. But I got to tell you, man, by answering the way, by the way they're approaching their business, it's almost as if, and I know they're preparing and want to win. Hell, who doesn't? But, and the Browns fans get offended. Well, you can't do, Baker's got to be better. He does, and I know he can be. You got to quit worrying about this stuff. I can't think of Joe Montana or Russ. I can't think of Russ Wilson. I just don't, and he may say, and I love him. He's not those guys. Then just be you, man. Don't give up. Go the middle. Do the things that made you Baker Mayfield and why we all thought you were. you were the big dog, man. You were the man. And quit getting into all this other. All this is rhetoric and silly. It's stuff that doesn't even matter in the course of winning football. It really doesn't. Some guys question your answer, what they say on Twitter, because not one of those people's going out there to catch or throw or block or tackle. So go win games, and that's the best punch in the throat there is at the Washington Nationals at 19-31 and getting laughed at and embarrassed, and Davey Martinez maybe run out of town. What the best punch back is. Just go win, man.
Win.
You got skill set. Go do it.
They're going to win on Sunday. I'm convinced of that, Sean. I think this is kind of the rock bottom. I think this is rock bottom for the season. Everything. And, again, if they don't win, then it's just going to be a ridiculously huge dumpster fire, and I think Freddie doesn't survive. But that's not going to happen because they're going to win on Sunday.
Agreed.
In fact, I think they're going to win about five in a row or four out of five, something like that, and things are going to get back on track. They're playing bad teams. They're playing backup quarterbacks. And it's going to help the team build some confidence. I still think the team can win eight or nine games. I may be crazy, but you look at who they're playing. It starts this Sunday. This is the biggest game of the year, don't you think?
Well, agreed. And if they do, I expect them to win. And you're right, go on a roll of people. It's a quarterback league. But I need to see. And see, for me, here's the more disappointing. I just don't want it to be. And they're going to struggle to get to January now. They're in a major chase mode. But I didn't believe they would just get to January. I thought they were a threat in January. All the skill set and all the things they were doing and what they, you know, the things that we believe. So, yeah, this is a huge game. You go lose to Denver, it's not only a dumpster fire, it is if you finger pointing, everybody starts, well, what are they doing? What are they? And he won't survive it. Freddie won't. He may survive a couple more weeks, but they will have made up their mind. He gets beat, that mind will be made up. Now, he may coach six more weeks or eight more weeks, but they'll be done with it. So, this is important. Get back on track. You can only play one this week, but. Yeah, but you got to prove to me, not to me, but to yourself, that you can beat Brady. You can beat those guys that are, you know, guess who's not in your way of winning a title? The Denver Broncos quarterback. Guess who's not in your way? They are now, but that's not who we expected to get through. The guys you expect to get through are the ones we expected you to beat. And this is as shocking to me as there is. And honest to God, it's been every week we're discussing, and we have to have, oh, this and this reporter, and why are they this? So, you know, the referees, instead of, did you see that bang post he threw backside for the touchdown? That's what I want to discuss, and that's what the Cleveland Browns fans want to see, and that's what, well, quite frankly, they deserve and what their talent says that they should be producing. So, hell, I feel like I'm on the roster, man, and I'm that frustrated. I'm not, and I don't even have any drugs in me from my doggone week ago knee replacement. So this is all just because I'm a Browns fan, and I'm bummed, man. So let's go so we don't have to talk about some guy that you disagreed because you didn't like his question. Who gives a rat's ass?
Sean, great stuff. Well said. Feel better. How's the knee? Are you recovering?
I'm recovering. Just training like just rehabbing like a madman to the point where the blood started seeping through the sutures, and my doctor said,
ooh,
dude, you got to cool out a little bit. I said, yeah, you're right, but. I only one speed, brother. I'm not going to let age get me.
That's
I'm
right.
back to. I want to get back where I can dunk that basketball again. So I'm working on it.
Nice stuff, Sean. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, man. Go Browns. Let's
right.
do this, man.
Go
Thanks.
Browns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.